Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. All right, today I'm here with Eric Schnepp, who's a lead program manager in the developer division here at Microsoft, and we're talking about Visual Studio tools for applications. So first off, you know, why customization?
So it's hard for me to imagine where customization of products or industries isn't important. If you take, for example, the automobile industry, automobile manufacturers design their products to appeal to the mass market, but they also are trying to design cars that maximize profit. It's just not feasible for them to be able to design a car that meets 100% of their customers' requirements. So what do? Well, they design a base vehicle with a fixed set of options that they think appeals to the majority of their customers, but then they look to a third-party manufacturing group to create those add-ons, those extra features that the customers are really looking for to really round out their product package and appeal to to a wider range of customers. In the end, everybody wins. The end customer gets a product that they really want. The third-party manufacturer has a vibrant aftermarket. And the manufacturer wins because the combined value of the product that they've developed with those fixed set of add-ons, plus the customizations, the add-ons that the aftermarket provides, creates a more compelling product overall that appeals to a wider range of customers than they did originally. And the same is true for application software. It's just not possible for an application of any size or complexity to address 100% of everybody's requirements. But customers still need a way to fill the gap between what you provide as a software developer and what they need to complete their business. And so what can you do? Well, by making your application customizable, you allow your end customers and your partners to take your base application and build add-ins to it that better address the end customer scenarios, business scenarios, allowing that customer to more deeply integrate your application into their product. And thereby, your product plays more deeply in the enterprise scenarios. In the end, your product is more valuable to that customer, and with the wider range of add-ins that are produced by your partners, the combined value of your application software is more appealing to a wider range of customers as well.
All right, so then what exactly is Visual Studio Tools for Applications?
VSTA is a simplified Visual Studio based IDE and runtime that enables ISVs to provide customizable applications to their end customers very easily and cost-effectively. It's comprised of an IDE and a runtime, and supports the VB and C# languages. And because of the VS SKU, it provides all of the great productivity features and debugging features that you expect to see in Visual Studio, like IntelliSense, code tasks, breakpoints, things of that nature. And as well, since it is a Visual Studio-based SKU, the projects that are created in VSTA can also work in VS SKUs as well, including VSTO. It also provides a runtime and add-in manager that simplifies the loading and unloading of customizations of these add-ins in the host application, and it gives the host control over how it configures the app domains and how the add-ins execute in those app domains. We've also had requests from our customers to support 64-bit execution, and so VSTA will provide support for debugging and running of 64-bit add-ins in the host application. As well, many of our customers have asked for the ability to run partially trusted customizations, and VSTA will provide that as well. Finally, VSTA is going to provide an SDK that will enable ISVs to easily integrate the IDE and design and runtime into their applications. And that's going to ship at the same time as Office 12 in the second half of 2006.
All right, so this sounds to me like a similar capability to Visual Basic for Applications, or VBA. So how does this compare to VBA, and is it compatible with VBA?
It's a good question. Comparing the two technically is kind of like comparing Windows 95 with Windows XP. VBA has been hugely successful. It's used in a wide range of products, including Office and over 350 ISV applications. It's got a very large developer community of around 8 million developers. But at the same time, customers have asked us for a more secure, more scalable application customization that leverages the skills of their developers. And VSTA is going to deliver on that with a .NET-based security, with support for 64-bit processors, and a full IDE built on the Visual Studio 2005 environment.
Okay, so There's an awful lot of VSXX acronyms coming out of Microsoft these days. What's the relationship between VSTO, Visual Studio Tools for Office, and VSTA?
VSTO, the Tools for Office, is really what the name says. It's tools specifically created to customize the Office applications. In Office 2003, we provided VSTO version 2 that supports customizations for Word, Excel, and Outlook. And that will increase as in the next release of Office 12. Other than that, VSTA takes a lot of those base capabilities that VSTO provides and generalizes them to the wider ISV community. So in the end, VSTO is somewhat of an ISV application just like anything else, but we'll be building on the same underlying platform capabilities that VSTA will provide.
All right. So since we know that VSTO is related to Office, is VSTA going to be related to future versions of Office?
Yes. Office 12 is planning to announce support for VSTA and InfoPath. Beyond that, at this time, we're not releasing the roadmap for other Office applications.
All right. Well, it sounds really exciting. When can I get my hands on these bits and actually do something with them?
Well, you'll have the hands-on lab at PDC that's going to be going on throughout the week, and I encourage everyone to come in and check that out. Outside of that, we'll continue to have betas with some ISVs that we'll work through, and then, again, we intend to release the first version of the SDK along with Office 12 in the second half of 2006.
All right. Eric, anything, last things you'd like to add before we close down this Buzzcast?
Just that I'm looking forward to meeting folks at the PDC, and hopefully that you get a chance to play with the product and give us some great feedback.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.